It is 35 minutes now past the hour. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. In today's edition of the Ogden Standard Examiner, FEMA officials are meeting in Davis County to assess damage from last month's windstorm. But first, thousands are expected to gather today to honor an Ogden City police officer killed last week. Dave Greiling is on the line. And Dave, the funeral for fallen officer Jared Frankham will be held today. How is the community responding to this tragedy?
Well, there are a lot of personal and public plans, I guess you'd say. The funeral itself is going to be held at Weber State University, but a number of civic groups and organizations plan to have people lining the procession route, waving American flags. A number of groups have been behind that. The Boy Scouts, Chamber of Commerce, and also some individual LDS church wards are all participating in that. And then there was a group last night that got together and put together some blue ribbons that will be along the parade route, and also smaller versions that they'll give to officers to wear today in honor of Officer Franklin.
Do we have any updates on the conditions of the other officers that were injured in that shootout?
There are three still in the hospital, and they're all now listed in fair condition. The other two that were injured have since been released from the hospital.
And any word as to when the suspect might be released?
No, he's still in a local hospital under guard, but his release will basically be a medical decision.
And I understand that the attorney representing in this case, D. Smith, has said that he will look for the death penalty in this case.
Yeah, he held a press conference earlier this week, and it is going to be treated as a capital murder case, so certainly the death penalty is a possibility on conviction.
Well, and again, the funeral services are taking place today for Jared Frankham, and officers and others are asking people to be mindful of that. There will be some issues with traffic, possibly.
Yeah, they expect the funeral procession from Weber State to the cemetery to take as much as an hour, so there will be some traffic issues through the city as that occurs.
Well, and our thoughts are with the Frankham family and his law enforcement colleagues today. Let's turn now to your coverage of meetings with representatives of FEMA. They're in Davis County. They're assessing damage from last month's windstorm.
Right. The county and the cities in the county hope to be able to get some federal disaster assistance funding, but first, the feds will have to determine the amount of the damage. Collectively, their damage has to amount to $3.6 million before the state or before the county qualifies for any kind of FEMA assistance.
There were a number of volunteers that helped with the cleanup effort. That was a good thing at the time, but now they're finding as they try to assess the damage that there's nothing really left behind to evaluate.
Right. That's kind of a catch-22. There are ways that communities can show some of the costs through payroll work records, gas fill-up records, tipping fees at the landfill, and things like that that could help support damage claims there. But yeah, it was the fact that the damage is now cleared up isn't particularly helpful at this point.
So do cities in that area believe that they will receive funding from FEMA? Is it looking like they'll meet the qualifications?
Overall, yeah, the county officials and city officials believe that there was enough damage that they will reach that trigger point, if you will, and that they will be able to get some assistance.
And how long will FEMA officials be here in the state assessing?
Well, they'll be here in Davis County anyway for a couple days, and that'll take some time after that before they reach a decision as to whether assistance will be forthcoming or not.
Okay. Also in today's edition of the Ogden Standard Examiner, details about last night's Ogden City Council meeting. You can read more and go to our website at UPR for a direct link to the Standard Examiner. Thanks, Dave.